إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى said قد أفلح من تزكى. Allah said he has succeeded who has purified himself. I want to remind you and myself that at the end of the day, what will save us from the hellfire is our own actions. What we did, which benefited us. What will earn for us the pleasure of Allah, what will save us from the anger of Allah, is whether or not we purified ourselves. Allah did not say the one who has succeeded is the one to whose lectures the most people came. Allah did not say the one who has succeeded is the one who wrote the most books. Allah did not say the one who succeeded is the one who had the most number of likes on Facebook or most number of hits on YouTube. Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. He has succeeded who purified himself. So it's very important for us in this world today where we seem to live in a state where we are all externally focused. Right? Externally focused. And we are externally focused to the extent where we have even lost the differentiation between right and wrong. And we justify the wrong by saying, oh, but you see, after all, some good is happening. Like our brother told us, he got hidayat by watching movies. So he used to watch a lot of movies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhere put something in his heart. So, alhamdulillah, now he, see what he is doing now. Is he watching even more movies? He stopped watching movies. Yeah? So what are you going to say to him? You are a fool. You close the door of hidayat. Yeah? Allah gave you hidayat through movies. So now you should go and join Bollywood. One step, next step, no? I mean, logically speaking, according to our logic, you should join Bollywood, become a film actor, because that's how you got hidayat. The fact that he got hidayat, what is the first thing that happened to him? The first thing he got, even though he got a hidayat by watching a movie, the first hidayat he got was stop watching movies. So he doesn't watch movies anymore. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. Let us be very clear in our minds. Just because something good may result out of something where also a lot of wrong is happening, that does not make that action right. Action is not right. That justification has no validity. It's not logical, it is not deeni, it is not Islamic. So let us focus inwards. Let us focus on ourselves. And instead of asking the question of which any question which is externally directed, let us ask questions which are internally directed. And say, what is the level of my self-purification? What is the khushu in my salah? What is the concentration in my salah? What is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To what extent am I on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't fool yourself. If you are not on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot get hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot get hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made only one way, the way of hidayat. And that is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we think that following the sunnah is optional. If I feel like doing it, I do it. If I don't feel like doing it, I won't do it. I will do whatever out of the sunnah I feel like doing. What I don't like to do, I will not do. That is a figment of your imagination. That is foolishness, that is misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us this freedom to follow whatever we feel like following. To follow whatever we feel like following, deliberately leaving a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is fisq and fujur. It is haram. It is direct disobedience of Allah. So, be very clear. Look at ourselves and say, what is the level of my following of the sunnah? As I said, what is the level of my khushu in salah? How much charity do I give? I'm not talking about the 2.5% zakat, that has to be given, that is fard. In addition to that, what more do I do? How do I what is my behavior like? How am I with people? What do I do when I am angry? What do I do when things are not going my way? Look at ourselves internally. What is the state of my heart? Is it filled with jealousy and hatred and envy? What is the state of my conversation? Monitor yourself. Monitor yourself and say, when I speak, what do I usually talk? Is my conversation mostly ghibat, talking about people, criticizing people, negative conversation? Or is my conversation positive? Is my conversation reminding about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my conversation doing, does it have to do with something which is good and positive? May not be necessarily the glory of Allah, but something good which I am doing. Am I more focused on pointing out the faults of people, or am I more focused on hiding the faults of people? In my conversation, once again, conversation is a dead giveaway for what is inside the heart. In my conversation, is there more complaint or is there more shukr? Which one? When I talk, general speaking, somebody says, how is the weather? What is the first word out of my mouth? If someone says, how are you feeling? What is the first word out of my mouth? If someone says, how is your house? How is your car? What is the first word out of my mouth? How is this country? What is the first word out of my mouth? I mean, seriously ask these questions. And say, what is my spontaneous response? Anytime somebody asks me a question, my spontaneous first response, is it shukr or is it complaint? Which one? Even things where there is a genuine, cause. For example, if somebody says, what is the state of this country? What are you going to say? 9 times out of 10 or even 10 times out of 10, you will say, lousy situation, full of corruption, blah, blah, blah. Yes? But do we also focus on the fact that in the same country, alhamdulillah, you can go out safely and come home safely? That in the same country, in the same city, alhamdulillah, you have one of the cheapest costs of living of anywhere in the world. You can eat a good, comfortable, full meal in less than $1. That also is part of this country. So, what is the first word out of the mouth? So, seriously, ask these questions. Qadaf laha man tazakka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who has succeeded is the one who purified himself. And purification is all of these things. All of these things. What is the state of my income? Yesterday we spoke about that also. What is the state of my income? Is it pure? Because you will answer for this. What is the state of my expenditure? Is it pure? When I have the option of spending my time, how do I spend this time? Do I spend this time in earning something which is beneficial for me? Or do I spend this time either in something which is harmful or in something which is not harmful but it is also a waste? Mubah, which is neither here nor there. Which one? Because end of the day, that same hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, we had choices. What will we do with that time? What kind of choice did we exercise? I mean, some of you spent the time last night in the masjid, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Qiyam al-Layl, in Tilawat al-Quran, and so on and so forth. The opportunity was there for everybody. Some chose to make use of the opportunity. The others did not make use of the opportunity. The ones who did not make use of the opportunity, it's not as if they will be punished for that. They will not be punished. But they also will not get this reward. How can you get the reward? Somebody came and he spent the time and you did not spend the time. Obviously, you cannot get the reward. The value of that you will understand on the day of judgment. But understanding it on the day of judgment is no good, because you can't do anything about it. On that day, it's only a day of either great happiness or it's a day of great regret. Not that you will go into Jahannam, may Allah save you all from Jahannam, inshallah. But also the darajat in the Jannah you will not get unless you worked for it. And that one daraja in the Jannah, the regret that I could have got that, but I left it. For whatever reason, I don't even know what the reason is. But I'm saying that the reality, irrespective of the reason, the reality is, unless you say, well, you know, I did not come into this masjid because I was in the haram. I was making tawaf, alhamdulillah, good for you. That means you are doing something which is superior to that. But unless it is that, people always have this thing. There's always choices. You have a class to attend, you have some religious discourse, you've got, and then you say, oh, what if I had to go here, I had to go there. No problem. Sit and weigh the two. Wherever you had to go, what is the reward Allah will give you for that, compared to what reward Allah would have given you for coming to the class or for coming for that Salah by Jama'ah or for coming for Qiyamul Layl or whatever it was. Is the reward the same? And if the reward is not the same, then you are a fool if you chose a lower reward or no reward instead of something which has a great reward. And then if you tell me the story, oh, but you see, I had to do, then I will tell you, you had a whole week in which to manage your time, and you tell me you could not take out 2 hours. As I told you, it's not a question of convincing me or anybody else. It's a question of your own life. That is why look inwards. Look inwards. Because on the day of judgment, when we stand before Allah, we'll stand alone. We will stand with our deeds. And therefore, let us ensure that we do those deeds which will not be a source of regret for us, but deeds which will be a source of benefit, where we'll say, alhamdulillah, I had the good sense to make the right choices. Because death is not the cessation of life. It is the cessation of choice. Life continues. Life does not end with death. Death is only intiqal, is changing from one state to another state. What stops is choice. We will no longer have choice. So while we have the choice, let us ensure that we make the right choices. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.